Hello, everyone. This is your Talking Greyhounds podcast from Sky Sports Radio. And joining us, Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Straight off a break, he's had more holidays in the last 12 months than the Prime Minister has. Morning to you, Stu.
Now, you just don't be cheeky there, Andrew. All right, okay. Hey, it's great to be back talking to you, mate. And as ever, we've got loads to look forward to, two great races coming up over the next couple of days.
We certainly have. And this Peter Mosman series, it's warmed up into a really strong final this week.
Certainly has. It's always one of the biggest races of the year in New South Wales, this one, Andrew. Of course, $75,000 up for grabs for the eventual winner. You always get a class field in this one, and this year is no exception, of course. We had the four semi-finals of this at Wentworth Park last Saturday night, a very soggy Wentworth Park, unfortunately. I brought the weather back with me from England, but hopefully it'll be better this Saturday night. But look, those semi-finals were absolute crackers. And in the first two semi-finals, well, they were taken out by the two favourites, but they were pretty contrasting victories, Andrew. Lucky Chap, who was superb in the heats the previous week, well, he pipped Central Bark in the first semi by a nose after charging down the outside to win that one late. A really good win for Lucky Chap, and gee, he's going to be a strong chance in the final. Meanwhile, in the second semi-final, Mr. Twister, the recent Richmond Riches winner, of course, he's becoming a very exciting talent. One to watch, he certainly is. Well, he was back to his brilliant best. I thought he was a little bit underdone in the heats the previous week, Andrew, but as I said, he was certainly back on form this week, winning the second semi-final in 29.66. A super run by him. There was certainly nothing wrong with him on Saturday night. Yankees Ethics doing well to qualify as a runner-up behind Mr. Twister, but certainly Lucky Chap and Mr. Twister, two big chances in this Saturday's final.
Yeah, Mr. Twister, as you say, won that Richmond race and then probably had a light week and then came through that heat into a strong semi-final win. Lucky Chap really had to work hard there. Central Bark ran okay in that semi last Saturday night.
He certainly did. It was a fantastic run by Central Bark. He had the lead early, and gee, from my vantage point, I must admit, I thought I got it. But look, it's wonderful to see Central Bark in the final. He's owned by a group of bowlers from the St. John's Park Bowling Club down in southwest Sydney. So I know they're going to be there at Wentworth Park cheering him on. But Lucky Chap, one of the stars of the Anthony Azzopardi Kennel down in Victoria, Andrew. And you know that Anthony is going to have Lucky Chap absolutely primed and ready for the final. I think he's going to take some beating.
What about the other ones? Uphill Jill and Set to Storm. What's your thoughts on those two?
Yeah, look, another brilliant win for Uphill Jill, the Victorian in the third semi-final, taking that one out in 29.82, Andrew. Look, she absolutely loves Wentworth Park. She's won five of her seven visits to headquarters now. And remember, she also finished runner-up in the Group 2 Richmond Oaks earlier this year. I think we might as well just call her a New South Wales Greyhound from now on. She loves it uphill. Winning uphill, Jill. Winning that semi-final ahead of Chasing Crackers. And uphill, Jill got box six in the final. It was a bit of a boil over in the fourth semi-final, Andrew. Set to Storm winning this one in a brilliant 29.63, the fastest of the four semi-final winners. Set to Storm, a very promising newcomer for Jody van Enkhuizen, who's been scoring some great wins over the last few months. She's got a few promising greyhounds on her books there. Set to Storm in great form, a winner of three of her last four starts now, so she's really looking sharp for the final. If she carries on that form, Andrew, well, she's a big chance for the final, jumping from box eight.
Yeah, so at the moment with Tab Fixed Odds, Uphill Jill's the favourite at 250, Set to Storm at 420, Mr. Twister at 440, Lucky Chap at 480. Now, those four dominate it. The next greyhound is Yankees Ethics at $12. Do you feel it's in amongst those four that are really tight together in that market?
I certainly do, Andrew. And the thing is, it's a really interesting final, this one, not just because of the quality of the greyhounds involved, but because the box draw has really thrown it wide open. None of the favourites that you mentioned there look to have drawn that well on paper. So, look, it's going to be really interesting, that one. I think I was looking at their records now. Uphill Jill has actually got a decent record from box six. She's won four of her six starts from there. Lucky Chap has got box four. Mr. Twister has got box five. And Set to Storm from box eight. Set to Storm might get that clear run down the outside, which could certainly help her if she can get to the lead early on. looking at this draw, it is going to be close. It's a fantastic race, as I said. I'm going to go with Mr. Twister from Box 5 here. I think he's really back to his best now, as he showed in that semi-final. He's won three of his last four starts, so he's certainly in great form. He's got a good record from the middle boxes generally as well. And look, you know his trainer, Jason Mackay. He's an absolute master at getting his greyhounds primed and ready and in peak form for these big races. His record speaks for himself. Look, it looks an absolute cracker. I'm really looking forward to this one on Saturday night. I'm going to go with Mr. Twister from Box 5 in this Saturday's Peter Mosman Classic.
Okay, so Mr. Twister, third pick at this stage at 4:40 with Tab Fixed Odds. The Peter Mosman Classic Final. Big coverage on Sky Racing as well as Sky Sports Radio. Dave Carlson will be out there, and a big coverage, as I say, from Wendy Park on Saturday night. Before we get there, we've got big action up in Brisbane. It's their time as well with the Gold Cup and, really a strong program overall up there on Thursday night.
Absolutely fantastic card at Albion Park on Thursday night, Andrew. I can't wait for this one. Of course, the centrepiece, the Group 1 Gold Cup for the stayers over the 710 metres. And of course, no doubting who all eyes will be on here. Fanta Vale, the brilliant Fanta Vale, Australia's number one greyhound at the moment. She's got Box 7 in the final. Now, remember, she's already a winner of more than $700,000 prize money. 24 wins from 38 starts. She's still not even 3 years old. What a fantastic greyhound she is. She wasn't far off the track record in last week's heat. She's got to be the top pick in this final. Look, I think the biggest danger is Cindy's Magic, the brilliant local. 120 starts and still racing superbly. What an evergreen talent she is. She's known for her fabulous late finishes when she looks out of the race. And then somehow she grows wings in the final stages and gets the win. She's got Box 3. And I do see some value in this one, Andrew. Keep an eye on Teddy Minnelli in Box 6, the WA Greyhound. I think that Greyhound does offer a fair bit of decent value. Look, it's a genuine stayer, this one, and he's built a superb record in WA. Do keep an eye on that Greyhound. But look, realistically, with a Gold Cup at Albion Park on Thursday, Fanta Bale should be taking that one out.
Yeah, Tab Fixed Odds have it $1.65 at the moment, Fanta Bale. The two that you mentioned there, Cindy's Magic 5.50 is third pick. Teddy Minnelli is 9.50 and nearly $1.90 the place. Dundee Calypso is the second pick. So running through market order, Fanta Bale 1.65, Dundee Calypso 3.60, Cindy's Magic 5.50 and Teddy Minnelli 9.50 to win the Albion Gold Cup. The other feature up there amongst it is the Flying Amy. Another shorty here, Stu. Jackson Benn's the favourite at $1.85.
Yeah, again, this is an absolutely super race as well. The Group 3 Flying Amy Classic. This one over the 520 metres. And this one really is as open as they get. You can make a case for all of them. As you said there, Jackson Benn's a really eye-catching newcomer, this one. He's won four of his five starts so far, and he cruised home by six lengths in an absolutely dazzling 29.72 in the heat. He does look a big threat from Box 2. But as I said, it's a really open affair, this one. But I'm going to go here with one of the other greyhounds. I'm going to go with Opal Nera here from Box 4. He's won three of his last three starts, including his heat last week, and a very smart 29.94. Trained by Tony Brett, and again, but you know with Tony Brett's greyhounds, they're going to be in absolutely brilliant form when it matters. Tony, one of the best trainers around as well. I think he's got the tricky box draw, of course, but even so, he can overcome that. And for me, Opal Nera, one for me in the Group 3 Flying Amy Classic. And of course, that race, part of what we said, is going to be a great night's racing. Albion Park on Thursday night. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, it'll be a beauty, Albion Park. So Jackson Benn's in the Amy, the Flying Amy, $1.85, and Opal Nera is currently $5 with Tab Fixed Odds as we record this podcast. All right, looking forward to it all unfolding, particularly for our New South Wales folk, the big Peter Mosman Classic Final on Saturday night. All the winners as well with Tim Newbold. They'll be on air Saturday morning from 10:45, so be aware of that, Saturday morning for all the winners as well. Thanks a lot, Stu, and we'll do it again next week.
We certainly will. Lovely to speak to you as ever, Andrew.
Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales and our Talking Greyhounds podcast.